loose ball. Ewing goes up. The basket counts.
He gets it over to the doctor. Tie ball game. Here's a shot. Julius.
He scores!
Anthony for three.
Bang! That one goes down and the game is tied.
Here's Durant moving on Tucker. He turns. He shoots. Yes!
Talking Knicks, Nets, and all things across the association, this is Pick and Pod on WFUV Sports.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome in to WFUV Sports' very own Pick and Pod podcast. My name is Max Langer. I'm joined by Ethan Wax and Ryan Deptula. We got coming in off the sidelines on the boards to produce Ethan Bess behind the glass. Gentlemen, we are officially 1 week away, less than 1 week actually, from the NBA play-in tournament and then the NBA playoffs. Starting off this NBA season, we've got a ton of news to get into that's unfolded over the last week. Unfortunately for me, the Lakers season has burned, crashed, and gone up in flames, but our very own New York Knicks teams, well, at least one of them, is still looking good. So what are our thoughts
on the Lakers? I thought that Luka had a little, they got him over in Spain doing some devil magic to try and come back, right? Is that what the word is?
That's what I've heard. I don't know how reliable that is or that he's going to come back and then like tear his ACL day one, but you know what? It's not my money. It's not my decision. So if it works, great.
I don't really think, with all due respect, that even Luka could save. I don't think the Lakers were going to do nothing too crazy this year.
I think they're just in a tough position right now. I believe they're the 4 seed.
Yeah, 4 seed. If they win out, they'll get the 4 seed.
Yeah, and I just think the West is loaded like they are pretty much every year. And even with Luka and Reeves, I just don't think they have enough on the defensive side of the ball to contain a guy like Jokic and all the star power in the West.
Yeah, I mean, that was like the one thing for me that was made the injuries a little bit easier to deal with, is because I felt like even with Luka, Reeves, and LeBron, that the chances of them beating OKC or San Antonio in like a 7-game series or even Denver probably weren't going to be that high. But now it's like, you know, it's always going to be the what-if question. Like, if they had those guys healthy and LeBron, Luka, 7-game series, it wasn't going to be easy for any of their opponents. But now they have vanished down the drain of all playoff hopes.
Yeah, and you don't know if LeBron is, this could be final LeBron year in general. And it seems like from what I hear that it leans towards a final LeBron year.
Oh, he's got sources.
In the Lakers, at least. I mean, I feel like that's what the people say.
I heard things that the last year of his career, he could end up in New York.
People say that all the time because it's exciting, but I feel like the more realistic location is Cleveland.
Yeah. I think he should finish it off in Cleveland.
The aura for Cleveland return.
But at the Mecca? Why not in the Mecca?
I mean, I agree. I would take him in with welcome him with open arms.
Did you guys see that clip of Timothy Chalamet trying to like recruit him to the Knicks, or whatever?
Yeah, it was kind of awkward.
Ago? Yeah, LeBron was like, because
he can't.
Guy.
He can actually. I'm sure it entices him a little bit. Well, we should be in on it because it's a pretty enjoyable time, especially LeBron. He likes to play in New York. Yeah. Pretty, he got a lot of memories in that arena of giving us belt to you know what on in various playoff and regular season settings when we're doing he's doing water bottle flips in the corner while he's up 40 on us. So I think he has a lot of good memories in that arena.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, his chances for the Lakers in the playoffs, I don't know. I mean, they're one like injury away from getting pushed to the dreaded NBA TV playoff spot, which will likely go to like, I don't know, the Hornets now are probably something.
I feel like the Hornets got a little bit of respect these days, though. I feel like people want to see the Hornets a little bit. I think the Magic or I guess the Magic might end up playing the Celtics.
I just feel like too many teams make the playoffs. Like, you can't even keep track of what's going on. Like, baseball, football, you know who's in the playoffs. You know which games you're going to watch. Like, I guarantee there are going to be games this year, just because I'm not a super diehard, like, Eastern Conference, every NBA team fan, where I'm like, that team's in the playoffs or whatever, or like, because you just don't know. And also, there's so many games that go on. It's like kind of in the middle. Like, you either want to have like a small playoff pool of teams, or you go like 64 team March Madness, because it's just like constant overload, incredible stuff.
Are you anti play-in tournament?
I'm kind of anti play-in tournament, honestly. I don't love it. I kind of like how they did it the first year. I think it was 2020. They did they had like a mini play-in tournament where the lower seed had to win two games before the higher seed won one game, and I thought that was kind of like a fun.
I feel like that's still how they do it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
how they do it is the 9-10 plays.
It's
yeah.
I do kind of agree with you that the play-in tournament has this weird problem arising where even if the 10 seed happens to win two games and make it into the playoffs, they're a horrifically terrible team and often not as good as the 8 or it's the 7 or 8 seed. So it's like the Heat made it. They got swept up quite easily as a 10 seed last year, and it's just like,
yeah.
Do we really even ever want to see it? Even if they win those two play-in games, who ever wants to see a 10 seed in the playoffs? They're usually a pretty horrible team.
Yeah, I think the way they did it in 2020 with the I think you had to win twice against the same team because they had fewer teams in the bubble that year. Because I remember it was like the Blazers won twice against the same team, and then
that'd be cool.
Made the play. Yeah, I thought that was like a fun twist on it, new strategies and stuff.
Like a mini series. Maybe they should do like baseball, something like that, like a wild card series of best of three. But right. That'd be a lot of wear and tear on the players going into the playoffs. But I guess that's the price you pay for being a low seed.
And you got to play 65 games now to make any awards anyway. So they can play three more if needed.
I mean, they're getting paid the big bucks, a lot of them. So
speaking of the Lakers injuries, there's a little bit of drama going around the Luka 65-game rule thing because he is on pace to miss the 65-game mark and not be able to get any awards. But I believe his agent appealed the NBA decision because he missed two of those games for the birth of his child. So it's like extenuating circumstances. So by the definition, he kind of deserves it. But just the fact that he has to go through all that madness is kind of – the 65-game rule is doing less to preserve the league, in my opinion, than we anticipated.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel like in some ways, if you're Adam Silver, it's like damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because like before, when they didn't have a rule, there was all these, like there's always drawbacks to any one of these rules. But the 65 game thing is like, yeah, I don't love it. I don't know what they can do to fix it though, to be honest. So,
yeah, I mean, maybe you lower it to 60.
60,
simple. Or you just get, I mean, if you get rid of it, you have to try and hope that the people who vote just take games played into accountability in general.
Yeah. I mean, like, from a Luka perspective, I think it's, like, I don't really know why he cares that much about getting on it, because he's already got the Supermax. Like, it doesn't matter if he makes all NBA or whatever. He's already, like, it's the NBA, so, like, 99% of it is guaranteed or whatever, pretty much. But I mean, you're right. For like a lot of the other players, they can like earn up to like $100 million, whether they make all NBA first, second, third team, or rookie teams or whatever. So, yeah, I don't.
It's also a legacy thing too. Yeah. People do care, especially if you got guys like Wembanyama who feel like they're like sort of obsessed with building their legacy.
He's not gonna make it, right? Or is he going
to
make
it? He needs to play 20 minutes in one of these last games to play.
Okay.
And I feel like he's just gonna get out there probably and play 20 minutes and then sit.
Yeah, I remember, like, 2 years ago, like, Mikal Bridges or something, like, got traded and played, like, 83 games, just checking him for, like, 1 second of the last game, so you could say it was the first one to do it. I don't know.
Maintain the consecutive games.
He is an Iron Man.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild when that record exists. Even with him checking in, he was never hurt. They kind of just sat him because just unnecessary to play him. But crazy record. Kind of underappreciated record, to be honest. Yeah, crazy it is to play every
I don't
game.
Know if
nobody's
ever
come
happen
even close
again.
To that.
Yeah. Especially because I think the league is moving away from having games played on trade deadline day, which would make it even more difficult to get to that 83-game threshold.
I think they should, this is a wild, now we're just getting into wild NBA takes, but if I were to switch the NBA, and honestly, it's not completely off topic because the NBA has a lot of talk about switching around the tanking stuff currently. But if I were to change it, I would make it probably a 70-game season with no back-to-backs. And that would just be how it would just be better on the players. The players would just feel a little bit better. Every time you ask a player and like all the player interviews, what they would see change, it'd say no back-to-backs.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
just at this point, I mean, it's not like the fans are clamoring for back-to-backs. And also it kind of ruins the next game because everyone was like, we beat the Celtics on the back end of a back-to-back. It's like, okay, then don't. Let's just not have back-to-backs.
Yeah,
let's
especially road back-to-backs are brutal.
And I think the reason why modern players tend to get hurt and stuff is just because people are so big and fast these days. I mean, it's just true. Like, it's getting their bodies can't really handle how fast the game is these days, and it's just maybe there needs to be a little lowering of the games, but it would ruin all the records and stuff because people would be like, oh man,
right?
He only played 70 games a season.
Yeah, I mean, that is the issue, like the average and everything.
I mean, I would keep it the same. Not to get off topic, but I know hockey, they're going to move it up to 84 games.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
I didn't even know that.
What my friend told
those
me.
Guys are crazy.
But
oh, we got Ethan Best chiming in saying that is correct. Or was that on the mic that everyone could hear? No, only I could hear it. Okay, now I can say it. That is correct. 84-game hockey season. So NBA now has the third most games of the major sports. That's crazy.
See, that would be like the last thing that NBA players would be. There'd be an uproar if they added games to the NBA season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just too much for the players to do anything, any more games than what's happening right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I don't know. Ideally, you get rid of back-to-backs, but it's tough because, I mean, it used to be way more. It used to be like 25% of your schedule is back-to-backs. Now it's something like 16% or something. And they've almost like eliminated road back-to-backs altogether. Now it's like road home or home road or home home. But yeah, I don't know.
Scheduling, what I didn't like was from the Knicks' perspective, it's like, why did they have them play last night and then they play tonight and then Sunday? It should have been, I think, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah.
They're giving us a little back-to-back Raptors, Celtics. Yeah. We had a bit of a brutal schedule this year. We had a lot of road games in a row. It was weird. You know, we're like at home for the next like
2 games.
17 days, though, because we're waiting. So like that's pretty good for our team. We get to chill. And the first 2 playoff games we play will be at home. So pretty enjoyable little time for our team to be
home. I know all 30 teams play tonight and all 30 teams play on Sunday. Yeah. That's the first time they've done that this season, but I don't know. The answer to the question, why does the NBA do anything, or why does anybody do anything, is usually money. So
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, my friend Jeff Galuzzi, shout out, always hates on the NBA because he feels like they cater to gambling culture a lot. And I feel like he thinks that a lot of the tanking like complaints are really just like hidden NBA gambling complaints, because he thinks that like people don't watch the games because there's not enough people gambling on them. With how infested
I've heard worse
it is,
takes.
How infested gambling is into the sports scene these days, it's getting a little out of hand for sure. So I could see that. I could see that take.
Yeah. And apparently the Miami Heat just cut Terry Rozier today, and I didn't even know he was still on the team. So
I did not know he was on the team either.
Thought they would have got rid of him when he was like put on leave for gambling investigations, but I don't know. Now he's finally gone, so yeah. Anyway, let's move on to actually talking about the games themselves instead of our qualms with the NBA scheduling. Talk about the West. The East, honestly, I feel like the East, this is probably one of the East's better years, honestly. I feel like their top four teams, Pistons, Celtics, Knicks, and Cavs, like, I wouldn't be shocked if I saw any of them make the finals out of the East this year. So they're very good. The West, I feel like the top is very good, but, I mean, I feel like, I mean, obviously the NBA has been wide open ever since LeBron left Cleveland and the Warriors dynasty kind of fell apart. And we've had like, we've had a new champion like the past like 7 or 8 years or something like that, I think. Probably going to see a new one this year unless the Thunder just kill everybody again, which is possible. But yeah, definitely wide open in the NBA playoffs around the corner.
If I had to put my money on it, speaking of gambling, I would probably still keep the Thunder as the champions. It's like they're the defending champions and they need to be proven off of my like champion status. Also the fact that they're like consensus best team in the NBA probably by record, so it's really not even much of a stretch to just say they're going to do it again.
There's one team in the West that I think would challenge the Thunder, and that's the Spurs. I think they've had their number. It seems like they're the only team that OKC seems to struggle with. I think Wemby poses a lot of matchup problems for them. and they have some good compliments. I don't think Fox is living up to his expectations.
Maybe not to his contract.
Yeah, because his contract is insane. But that's what the Kings do when he was with Sacramento, just give out ridiculous contracts, a.k.a. Zach LaVine.
Yeah, that guy's making like 40 mil to be like pretty terrible, honestly.
Wow. Everybody makes 30 mil nowadays. Like Derek White makes. I remember when Derek White got $30 million.
Kinda,
it was just like,
he's kinda
Derek White,
though.
He's like barely above a role player. He's making $30 million.
Yeah, he's really regressed.
He's goated, though. I'm not going to lie.
He's a good player. He's a good player.
He's probably deserving
he's not,
of a contract these days.
No, he's not. He's not. He's not. Nobody. It used to be like back in my day, because I'm an old head, it used to be that only like the really, really good players got $30 million. Like LeBron, KD, Steph, and Wes. I know we're in an inflation era, but we're not that much in an inflation era. I mean, we're giving, like, Austin Reeves is going to get like $25 million a year. He's a good player, but he's like
a little more.
Okay, fine. Maybe he'll get
like
32.
He's
going
to get paid like 35.
40, yeah. He should be getting like 19.
We gave Ananobi 40. That being said, that defensive effort's pretty immaculate, but I mean the defensive abilities in general and his offensive abilities pretty immaculate. But I understand what you're saying. 40 mil like these days is just doled out to the
it's a lot.
Just solid dudes.
I know it's a different sport, but you know how much Babe Ruth's first contract was with the Boston Red Sox in 1908?
How many years?
1 year. Guess how much he got paid? Who's ever closest
let me take
wins?
Let me take a good ponder on this. I don't want to guess too low because then the joke just doesn't the bit doesn't really go through. But
it's low.
Like $300,000.
$300,000.
I'll go $600,000.
Close. Actually, it's $600.
What?
That's how much Babe Ruth got paid in 1908.
That's a nice little
to play for the Red Sox.
Trivia fact.
Yeah, right out of brother's home he stayed in because he was an evil little child who stole some fruit in the streets. But then he got sold to the Yankees for $80,000. And now it's like, I don't know, no disrespect, but like Tyler Kolek's getting like $3 million to sit on the bench.
I think anyone who gets a top like 20 draft pick is a $4 million player.
Yeah.
Which is tough for my great UConn Huskies trying to retain Braylon Mullins.
Hey, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, anticipate losing him.
Yeah, I think the Spurs Thunder thing is interesting now. Like, I know like a lot of people. I'm actually like really like dead set on this. But when a team beats a team during the regular season a lot, I always pick the other team to win in the playoffs. Like because the Spurs own the Thunder, what they go like 4-1 against them this year or whatever in the regular season.
It's probably 4-1 because I think they beat them in the NBA Cup tournament.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I'm like 100%
convinced. Bass coming in with the they did. Yeah. I don't know if you guys heard that.
I heard that.
So respect.
I trust him. 100% trust him.
This is like Jamie on a Joe Rogan pod coming in with the facts out of the blue here.
I'm 100% sold that the Thunder are going to beat the Spurs. I think, you know, obviously they have the DNA and the experience to win a championship because they did it last year. It's so hard to win back-to-back championships in any sport that I can't pick for them, really. Like I'm taking the field over the Thunder, and I think you guys are too. But like, I'd take like the Knicks and the Pistons before I'd take the Thunder, basically. To win the entire thing.
I probably would not.
Really?
I mean, the Thunder are just the best team in the league. I am fond of the Spurs, though. I think they might be too young. But
yeah.
I think the player that I'm just gonna be a great homer moment here. But the player that Stephon Castle is, probably an all defensive player this season.
He's a good player.
Has been putting up triple doubles as of late. He's like a defensive young Russell Westbrook. And he's starting to develop his three-point shot, which last year was like 27%, like completely miserable. It's up to like 33% this season. He's a defensive menace. He'll give anyone problems, including Shea, and I've seen it. It's no surprise that they lose to the Spurs because what I see is a tough matchup for Shea. It's a 6'6", big, all-defensive player that's going to be matched up on Shea, and Steph Castle is big. I mean, he's a great player, and he's an offensive threat. Him and Wemby, something to be considered for the next who knows how long. Could be 10 years plus if they play their cards right.
I would love to see Giannis on San Antonio.
I would.
Dude, that's not even fair, bro. That's not like KD. That's like Mason Miller. Just ban him from baseball. He's too good. That would be what Wemby and Giannis would be.
That's KD to the Warriors, brother. That's straight KD, end of the league. Knicks will never win a championship in my lifetime level stuff if that happens.
No, they'll win eventually. Just like
they're going to win it this year.
Bryce James' son will lead them to a championship or something.
I'm tired of waiting around for...
Yeah, you think we got
Hey, you guys already got a championship this year. You can't be greedy.
It was pretty exciting.
NBA Cup.
Hey, I enjoyed
the NBA Cup matters, bro.
I enjoyed
it. It doesn't matter.
I enjoyed the NBA Cup win, and I will not let anyone tell me that I should not. But genuinely, though, the NBA Cup...
But you want bigger...
You want to win the NBA Cup for sure. It's pretty fun to win. You get a little trophy, and it's like a tournament that everyone's in, and you win.
And you get extra cash.
Everyone gets cash, which
$500,000. They probably blow it all in one night, let's be honest.
Yeah, they probably... It's in Vegas, too. Yeah, I think they probably go blow that in one night immediately. You could easily do it, too. Just sit at the right table.
Easily.
Or you could turn it into multiple millions of dollars.
Right.
If you're nice on the table.
That'll really help the NBA sports gambling allegations when the stories come out.
You could just slide that over to your translator. Slide that money over to your translator.
Okay. Funny guy. You're really funny, actually. What were we even talking about? Spurs? I don't think they're going to make it because I always feel like a team has to go through like two or three like playoff heartbreaks before they're ready to win championship. And that's what the Thunder did. Like it wasn't like this iteration of the team, but like 2020 or whatever, they lost in 7 to like Houston, and then they lost one of those years like before they had Chris Paul, and then
Celtics too in 2024 previously lost to the Heat in the multiple times, and they lost to the Warriors in the finals.
Yeah.
The Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals, right, where they almost came back from 3-0. But then they got belt in this.
Oh, yeah, seven. That was the, I forget who had that put back. In,
Derek White
had that put back. I remember that.
$30 million dollar put back, I think.
Probably. It's probably at least like 15 of it.
Yeah.
Well, while we're sitting here, guys, I think since this is the last pick and pod before the playoffs, it's only right that we make our official NBA Finals picks right now. I'm going to let you guys go first so I can get some time to mull it over, you know, justify picking Bronny and Bron Senior to the finals. No, they're not making it. But let's see. Let's start with Deptula, and then we'll go to Ethan, and then I'll make my pick.
As much as I would love to pick my New York Knicks to win the finals, and I could talk about the New York Knicks for a second because I feel like I like what I've been seeing out of them with that pick and roll. It's like they just discovered how to run a pick and roll. But
yeah, it's a miracle.
This isn't the pick and roll. Well, it is the pick and pod, but this isn't the pick and roll segment.
Pick and pop?
Pick and pop. They do pick and pop sometimes because...
Sick reference, bro. All
right. Yeah. Let me move forward. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. The Thunder are probably going to win the NBA Finals because they're the most complete team, the most in-depth team. They have the... Let me think about this so I could give a nice little take here. Second best player in the NBA on their team behind Nikola Jokic, who is still should be more in MVP conversations than people give him credit for, but I'm just going to move on from that. Shea is the second best player in the league, an elite defensive player too, which is really the crux of their team. The fact that they could all guard, everyone comes off the bench and guards. If J-Dub is up to snuff, which he's kind of an inconsistent since he came back, but I kind of trust him to come back. If he's up to snuff, him, Chet is probably second in DPOY. I mean, the team is just completely stacked. I mean, we don't even have to really get into it and hype up the Thunder. They already won a finals. Like, everyone already saw what I'm talking about here. So, and all season long, they've basically proved that they could do it again because they won 60-plus games and are the most winning team in the entire NBA. So I'm going with the Thunder.
Okay.
Thunder
win a chip. It's boring.
Oh, who's coming out of the East?
Oh.
We could go with the New York Knicks on that one. All right. I'll keep that one at home.
Thunder beat Knicks. All right. What do we got?
As much as I would love that that pick, I'm going to roll with my New York Knicks.
Oh, my God.
Orange and blue skies, baby. Orange and blue skies.
Of course.
Okay, who are they beating out of the West?
San Antonio.
I
really have no confidence in OKC.
Really not a lick of confidence in OKC.
I mean, I think they'll make the Western Conference Finals, but I don't.
I would love that matchup for the New York Knicks instead of the Thunder. I don't want to play the Thunder.
Yeah. Knicks Spurs, same NBA Cup. NBA Cup rematch in the finals. Yeah. Wow, electric.
I think Thibodeau was, as much as I loved him, he was the problem. I think they're much fresher now. He's going to run nine guys. Mike Brown, it seems like he'll do that. So it'll be fresher. I think especially Brunson will, playing him off the ball will definitely help.
I think Josh Hart will be fresher too.
Yeah.
He seems to be a guy that
plays 48 minutes.
That hurts a little bit by the end of the, like, our playoff runs. He seems to be a guy that's struggling a little bit sometimes.
I'm a big Josh Hart guy because he was on the Lakers, but it's fair. Yeah. All right, before I go, we have a producer's pick, NBA Finals teams. Who's winning?
We are listening to producer. Can you hear the producer?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Oh, I can't, but we'll get the news from our...
Okay, we can get the news. Later. Okay, all right. We've got the Knicks are winning. Who are they beating?
Is Ethan a Knicks fan?
Yeah, Knicks over Spurs.
We are the New York Knicks.
Oh, both Ethans are on the same wavelength. That's crazy. I'm going a completely different wavelength than you.
You'll probably get the Lakers.
I'm not picking the Lakers, bro. They're not even making it out of the first round, okay? But I'm a pessimistic sports fan.
If you have Luka, you might.
No, we're not. We're not. Lakers are not getting out of the first round. They don't have enough. They don't have enough help.
And you guys need to get Ayton off your team.
They're gonna play a good. Can't catch the ball. DeAndre Ayton, please get off my basketball
team.
Right now.
Ayton is a bum. I don't even know if we have the camera rolling.
I don't know if we do.
I don't think we do. But for those listening, if there was a camera, you would see me looking right into it, saying Ayton is a bum.
Hey, I didn't say it. He said it. I'm going to go completely different direction. Two teams I don't like. I think one of them is going to be the finals. Give me the Denver Nuggets beating the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals. And that one's going to be in seven games.
That'd be really exciting.
Be an exciting finals.
I really want to see Jokic back in there because I'm a massive Jokic guy.
Yeah, wouldn't be fun for me. But at least somebody's got to lose.
A Jokic disliker, given what he's done to your...
I'm not really a Jokic disliker. I respect good basketball, and Jokic is so good. I can't dislike him. I'm a Jamal Murray disliker, and I'm proud to say it.
I mean, you got to pick somebody to dislike.
When Jamal Murray hit that shot over the Lakers in Game 2 of 2023, I ate an entire family-sized ice cream tub in 5 minutes, just shoveling it down my throat because I was so infuriated. And then I crashed out for like 3 hours. That wasn't a fun night.
He's a tough shot maker.
Nobody took Detroit.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It is
the Motor City.
They're not ready for that yet.
They're not ready.
And also another thing, I don't think Cade is really all that, to be honest. Like he's a great player, but when it comes to the playoffs and you need something, I'm not really going to Cade like first overall in that. I'd go to Brunson for a bucket over Cade all day. Not even close, especially the playoffs too. In the playoffs, Brunson's a riser.
He's one of the better risers. Play Boston or Detroit in the second round?
See, that's a good question. Because now I'm, like, going to have to eat my words or something. I feel like I kind of want to play Boston because I want to beat Boston because I don't like Boston. But I think I'd rather play Detroit. I'd rather play Detroit for sure.
I would rather take my shot against Boston.
I mean, they might have to go through both of them, right?
Yeah. Make them both.
Yeah.
It's Grant Williams. For those who know that reference.
I didn't know it was a reference.
Grant Williams at the line. I don't remember who was talking.
I remember.
Was it Jimmy Butler?
I'm going to make them both. I remember. It was playoffs. Yeah.
It was in his ear, and he was like, you're not making them. He was like, I'm going to make them both, and he missed them both. They lost the game because of it, I believe.
I remember now. I got to get my ball knowledge references.
It's all right.
Dang.
That's not an everyday pull.
No, I should get that. I'm a basketball guy. I need to get that. But unless you two have any other thoughts to add, our predictions are locked in, and that will pretty much do it for us here from the historic Rose Hill Studios. Our sports director is Bobby Chaffardini, and Pick and Pod is a production of WFUV Sports.